we have a new candidate and we have a new favorite vegetable, which is asparagus. Let's go back to the station.
You're listening to Kick Out the Jams with Joey D. That was a mini set of early 2000 indie rock. You last heard Heartless Bastards and the lead track from their debut record, Stairs and Elevators, entitled Gray from 2004. Before that, we heard the great Sleater Kinney and the track O from possibly their best record, One Beat, which came out in 2002. I saw them a few times on that tour back then, and they were arguably the best live band around. Before that, we heard the Von Bondies from Detroit, Michigan. We heard the track Night Train. That was from their debut record, Lack of Communication, which dropped in 2001, produced by Jack White. And we started things off with Kings of Leon, the track Slow Nights, So Long, the first track on their second LP, Aha, Shake, Heart, Break, from 2004. Got one more song to spin for you before passing the torch over to Spoony and his show, Bad Teeth. Coming up next, and after Bad Teeth, you got What's Happening, hosted by the duo Mike Zinn and Matt Clark, from 9 to 10. Thank you again to everyone who made their pledges. And for anyone out there who has not made a pledge yet, go to WFMU.org, check out the different tiers. Any donation, big or small, is welcome. Again, $75 premium. You get the awesome slip mat designed by Vicky V. There's also a swag for life option, which for a minimum of $10 a month gets you even more swag. So go to the website, check out all the premiums. Enjoy all the special programming this week. Thanks to everyone who tuned in tonight. Hope you guys have a great night. And until next week, adios.
the hits just keep on coming.
Joey D.
and we have a new favorite vegetable, which is asparagus. Let's go back to the station.
Hey everyone, I'm Joey D and you're listening to Kick Out the Jams. Thank you so much for joining tonight. As you may know, the WFMU Marathon is underway. It began bright and early yesterday morning on Wake and Bake with Clay Pigeon. This is the yearly fundraiser to keep WFMU going for the long haul. To keep hearing all the amazing shows you hear on the mothership or the digital streams, give the drummer some. Sheena's Jungle Room, and of course here on the Rock and Soul stream. The station goal this year is $1.6 million because WFMU is completely independent and does not take any corporate underwriting. The station needs that money to pay for all the operational costs to keep it going. That includes a transmitter site rental for our four transmitters, bandwidth and server fees for WFMU.org, which by the way has decades of archives for you to enjoy for free. And of course, all the live playlists on all four channels. To make a pledge, go to WFMU.org or call 1-800-989-9368. I also put a pledge link in the live chat, which automatically credits Kick Out the Jams in your pledge. Any donation, big or small, is welcome. This year, for a $75 premium pledge to Kick Out the Jams, you'll be eligible to get the super groovy turntable slip mat designed by our very own Vicky V, host of the Fringe Factory radio show, heard every Wednesday night from 8 to 10 p.m. You'll also get the WFMU bumper sticker and WFMU t-shirt. Again, just go to WFMU.org and see all the various options you have for swag and premiums. We heard Oasis at the top of the show with their song Put Your Money Where Your Mouth Is from Standing on the Shoulder of Giants, released in the year 2000. I thought that was a fitting message from Liam Gallagher. Coming up next, an exclusive interview with Bonnie Bloomgarden, leader of the LA psych rock band Death Valley Girls. You've heard them many, many times on this show, along with many other WFMU shows. I was very excited to speak with her about the band's brand new album, Islands in the Sky, and their European tour, among other things. So here is my chat with Bonnie from Death Valley Girls. Joining me today, we have a very, very special guest. She is the leader of the kick-ass Los Angeles psych rock band, Death Valley Girls, Bonnie Bloomgarden. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk with me today.
Hi, thanks so much for letting me talk to you. This is so exciting.
Yeah, it's finally great to meet you after all these years of spinning Death Valley Girls on my show. And I've been a big fan of you guys for a while. So I just really appreciate that you do this.
We're big fans of you too. So thank you so much.
Now, just so everyone knows, we're recording this in early February, right before Death Valley Girls are about to go out on a European tour. Is there a process that you go through to get yourself ready for a tour, especially one like overseas?
Yeah, totally. I mean, we're all like different how we like function in regular life, but then we all come like are pretty much the same on tour. But I don't think about the future at all. Like I thought we were leaving tomorrow, but this whole time for months, I thought we were leaving the 9th, Thursday the 9th, but it turns out we're leaving Friday the 10th. I had no idea. So it's like, for me, I have to just not think at all until the day or the day before we leave. I don't even know where we're going, to be honest. But once we get there, it's like, I think tour, the best way to describe it is kind of like, instead of a silent retreat, it's like a super loud retreat where you like just get in touch with like your body and try and hear what it's saying, but cancel out its needs. And then you through a portal is a sailing ship. Devil's gunnet of a kind. You're beckoning me to follow now, to follow without fear. You're promising forgetfulness from a love no longer.
We're on! We're on! Yes, that's right. I'm sorry about that, everyone. You understand how it goes here at Rock and Soul Radio here at Studio C, overlooking Montgomery Street in Jersey City. I apologize for my friend, the bunny. She misbehaves sometime, but that just means that I'm fired up for week one of the WFMU Rock and Soul Radio Bad Teeth Marathon! I'll be your pledge slave. Know what to do. Give me more of those pledges, listeners.
All my friends have cast me away, 'cause the girl I love, they don't think she's the kind of stay.
such a sin. If you're ready to come back to me, then we'll start over again.
Well, if you realize what you did to me, then get out my side and let me be. I don't want anything for as long as I live. Go away, let me be free. Let me be free. Let me be free.
If you're ready to come back to me, if you know what you did was such a sin. If you're ready back to me, then we'll start over again.
Well, if you realize what you did to me, then get out my side and let me be. I don't want any name for as long as I live. Go away, let me be free.
Come on, everyone, pledge to Freeform Radio. Let us stay free! In case you weren't getting it. Pledge 20 or more to Bad Teeth, you can be in the running for the Girls with the Guitars Gotta Shake compilation, which you can find this fantastic track on.
Well, you've got quite a reputation all over the town. Quite a list of lonely broken hearts. But pass me by, don't even try. No sense to let a foolish romance start. Well, you got
I'm from the city.
This one goes out to my co-host, Therese. And I know what you want, listener. You want Freeform Radio. That's the name of this game tonight. Where once a year, we all ante up. You, me, all of us. We keep the station running. We keep it on the air. What do we hear in that set? Let's do a little bookkeeping. Before I bring on my illustrious co-host. We end that set with the Wild Cherries. You know what you want, and what you want is Freeform Radio, or 45s from Cap, 1970. Is there anything hookier than that song? I was telling Therese, I just blew it.
Spoilers!
Therese, you are my co-host tonight.
Hello.
And I was just saying how great that song would sound if it was covered by Carl Newman.
Yeah. Are you listening, Carl Newman?
Carl. We also had a deal with that Carl stock. We remember.
Yeah. Don't think we've forgotten Carl.
We're your DJs, Carl.
That's right.
Yeah, imagine Nico Case singing back up on that one. Forget fantastic.
It.
Yeah.
Then we Catherine Calder, too.
That's right.
Yeah. Harmonies.
Harmony. Then we are in Canada. Money is Love Heredity. A title that makes very little sense when really he's just singing Money is Love over and over again, which is why I played it, because tonight I love your money. Listener, this relationship is a little more transactional than you thought. It was released by Polaris originally in 1971. It was comped up by the Michigan Meltdown folks at Coney Dog Records. It was off of Volume 2. 500 copies of that were pressed. That was just one of those... like studio trial things, like, hey, we've got all this equipment, let's try it out.
We've got a couple hours before the arts final for whatever the next single was.
Yeah,
we've got some down lathe time, we might as well use it.
Yeah, we're in this position where we can just record something and then press it into 500 copies, which is what they did. And then apparently they threw out 475 of those copies. That's business acumen.
Yeah.
That's a business acumen that I can respect sitting here in Studio C begging for money.
Yeah. Me too.
We heard the chimes. Quite a reputation. Off of Girls with Guitars Gonna Shake. Off of Ace, a great compilation, a beacon of light in the FMU new bin. And if you pledge $20 in the next few minutes, you can be in the running for that fantastic compilation. I'll play another song in a second. Then we heard the Crystal Tones. Carol on Handy Records, a favorite of Mom Wig. You know who I know that, Trez?
How do you know that?
Because
Tony?
If you go to WFMU.org and you go to the Accu playlist of this show,
which is called Bad Teeth
with Spoony, you can find a little star in the playlist where you can favorite it. Just one little instance of interaction where you can tip the scales for shows like this, where I'm combing my archives to see what people responded to, because I want your money. And
yeah,
Mom Wig
like
that one.
Just shameless.
That's me, shameless Spoony tonight.
But that's what you have to do to keep this place alive.
Look, we'll talk about that a little
yes,
more in a second. That's when I start really tap dancing. And we heard the second.
I can't wait. If I had known, I would have brought my tap shoes.
I brought my tap shoes. Well, they're my normal shoes that I just drove nails through. And now my shoes are filling up with blood, and the tap is getting picked up by the mic. Then the second helping. Hard times. This station is on hard times every fiscal quarter. You have no idea what it takes to keep this place afloat. You have no idea what it takes to buttress that wall of equipment that's going to cascade on me any second now here in Studio C.
It is kind of...
Right? You haven't been
precarious.
In here.
Precarious.
You haven't been in here in a while. I was
no,
like, yeah,
I
we're
haven't.
In Studio C. And you were like, I love Studio C. And then you came in here and it was like you...
Wow.
Yeah.
This is where everything's been put, huh?
Yep.
This is why Monty Hall's so clean now.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to spend a night in here. If you want an inheritance. That was comped up by Sundays on the Sunset Strip. 60s Sounds, Garage, and Psych from Viva Records. A pre-smooth Kenny Loggins in that one. Then we kicked the show off with the Tropics. I Want More. And I Want More pledges off of Night from 1965. That was off the pre-Freeport label, guys. Coming out of Tampa, Florida, where it's hot and gross. But guys, let's get gross. This is where I tell you why you need to pledge. Every year, the station has to hit a certain financial goal so we can stay solvent through the year. I'm turning down my special marathon bed music, the Peppers.
You're playing bed music?
I am. Yeah, you can't hear because
I can't hear. I don't have headphones.
Yeah.
That's how bad it is in Studio C. There's only one headphone jack.
We can only afford one pair of headphones.
We couldn't find a splitter.
Yeah. So... here's the deal. You know, you love music. I love music. But let's be real for a second, Therese. I'm going to talk to you like an honest adult.
Well, yeah. I've known you for a long time.
I'm a straight shooter. And I'm going to tell you right now, love don't pay the bills.
It doesn't.
Nope. There's a staff.
Ain't nothing going on but the rent.
Yeah.
You got to have, well, no romance without finance.
That's
is that
right.
A different song? I don't know.
Look.
No, that's no. Just pledge.
Just pledge, guys.
WFMU.org.
You go to WFMU.org. You go to my show page and you go to my show page.
Yes.
You click on the widget on my. Oh, if I find out that Devin on the original OST hour got what some of my pledges, oh, Spoonie's gonna be red.
Yeah.
But, yeah, look, the sad thing is everything's monetized. We have to stay freeform. There's no underwriting at the station. That's how we stay ad-free. It's because of you. You! You have no idea how people sit in boardrooms all day and try to figure out ways to turn your attention into dollars. Like if I watch an ad or if I just see any sort of viral, buzzy anything, I don't see the commercial. I just see the conference room where it's like 3 a.m. and a bunch of sweaty art directors and sweaty copywriters and account people are trying to figure out a way to, like, get your attention. Like, if Mr. Peanut dies, oh, that'll get people tweeting, right?
And you know who is behind them just being more sweaty and cranky? The production manager, because she can't go home until they make a damn decision.
Yeah. Hey, Therese, where those burritos we ordered, are they here yet?
You are not eating a burrito in here.
It's 11. It's 11 p.m. and we all ordered burritos.
You're not eating a burrito in here.
Yeah.
All right, I'm sorry that I can't yes and you to that. I have to draw the line.
All right,
beans.
Where does pungent body odor lie in our wheelhouse? But that's how these people think. If it doesn't have legs, if it doesn't ladder up to something, then Vera in account needs to be convinced. But that's not what we do here at WFMU. We deliver music that no one wants you. No one cares to dig up. There's no A&R people pushing stuff on us. We get new releases out of the goodness of labels' hearts, but that's because we have the equity to go to them and get those releases. And we have that equity because we have people backing us up every year, Therese.
Yes.
All right. Yes. You know what? Enough effing and jeffing. It's time to give something away. I promise that Girls with a Guitar is going to shake.
Okay.
Compilation. If you have pledged 20 or more in the last 30 minutes or before the show, you are eligible for this. Let's have a winner.
Would you like me to pick a winner?
Pick a
winner.
Would
you like me to thank people, or would you like me to pick a winner?
Oh, let's pick a winner first.
Okay.
Because that's...
The winner!
Yes.
Of that compilation is Steve in Rochester, New York.
Steve in Rochester?
Yep.
My home! I am a proud son of Rochester, and I love nothing more than playing Rochester garage rock. Oh, my heart. My heart beats. Then someone from Rochester got a prize on bad teeth.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
Steve K.
Steve K.
Yeah, he says he's throwing a couple bones to Spoonie and the Groovy Tunes.
Oh, thanks, Steve.
He wants you to rock on.
His last name is not King, for all I know.
It is not.
But he's a king to me.
Yeah. It might translate to king
in Rochester.
In Rochesterian.
In Rochesterian. Let's thank some people, Therese.
Oh, sure.
We do have some pledges we got to get through, and I want these people to be thanked heartily.
Yeah, yeah, because they are getting you so close to your goal that we might have to raise it. Candace in Austin, Texas.
Oh, Candy.
Yeah. Patrick in Rutherford, New Jersey.
Thanks, Patrick.
He is upping his pledge. He's already a member of our secret society. He's upping his pledge to thank you for coming out and throwing down week after week.
These knuckles got to go somewhere on Tuesday.
Yeah.
They're going to land on some internet airwaves.
Someone you might know called Kevin.
At Dad.
Yeah, from Anderson, South Carolina.
Yeah, where it goes down in Anderson.
Marty from Fairfax, Virginia.
Thanks, Marty.
Traffic is bad there. Jeff in Ottumwa, Iowa.
Thank you, Jeff.
Says thanks for the tunes and the tune
Iowa.
Every week.
I am from Iowa. Thank you, Jeff.
What is that?
It's from the Music Man.
No, it's not.
It isn't?
No.
It's from
Dubuque, Des Moines, Davenport, Marshalltown, Mason City, Keokuk, Ames, Clear Lake. Ought to give Iowa a try.
But you know my
problem?
Oh, I
went flat at the end. Sorry.
You know what my problem is?
You're contrary.
I don't know the territory.
Oh, good. Fellow sells bands, boys, bands. That's not why we're here.
Yeah.
However great. Oh, stop. Why are we talking about the Music Man when we could be thanking Terry T?
Terry T, my hero. Host of the Cherry Blossom Clinic. Host of Hooligan every Friday. I'm a hooligan man myself. I love that Cherry Blossom Clinic.
Icon of the airwaves, Terry T.
Yeah.
She says, seriously, who's better than you? No one.
Aww.
So much love to you.
Thank you, Terry. Weep.
Thank you, Steve in Montclair.
Nice.
Thank you,
Steve.
Clark in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Clark.
Frank and Christina in Queens.
Frank and Christina?
Yeah. Frank left here and then they pledged.
Music royalty.
Yeah.
Those two.
Yes. Vicky in Atlanta, thank you so much for
Vicky,
your pledge.
All right, let's talk for a second about, speaking of Vicky, there's a lot of things you can get when you pledge at WFMU. First of all, this thing's tax deductible. Like, you're sticking it to the man.
We
in
are
the
an
shorts.
Official 501(c).
That's right. And when you pledge 75 or more, you are eligible for the Rock and Soul Turntable Slip Map. It is beautiful, designed by Vicky Vadden, DJ. Host of Fringe Factory every Wednesday night on Rock and Soul Radio. This thing looks fantastic, and $75 or more gets you that. And also $75 or more gets you the grand prize for the
well,
show
gets
tonight.
You in the running for the grand prize.
Yeah, it does get you in the running for the grand prize.
Yeah, your odds are pretty good.
I think we need to play that. We're halfway into the show.
Right.
Do you know what this grand prize is?
Are you going to tell them?
I am.
Are you going to tell me?
It's an LP.
What?
It's an LP by John Spencer and the Hitmakers. Spencer Gets Lit. This is Junkman off of John Spencer and the Hitmaker. Spencer Gets Lit. You pledge 75 or more to Bad Teeth and you get this LP.
Woo!
Here.
Yeah.
Holding in, you holding in, Trez?
Yes.
You just heard John Spencer and the Hitmakers, Junkman, pledge of $75 or more puts you in the running for that LP. That thing is insane.
Yeah,
I don't have that, to be honest. I don't have that LP yet.
What? You're just gonna give it away?
You're gonna get ahead of me, but
yeah,
only one of us is walking out of here with that thing, and it's not gonna be me, but. Another, if you keep pledging, guys, because a pledge of $20 or more puts you in the running for the Devices 45. I'm going to play this right now. This is Modern Boy. This is one of those things that camped out in my, like, a little Google alert waiting for it to be released, and it finally did, and it met all of my, it lived up to the hype I built up for it in my own head. This
wow.
is Devices, a pledge of $20 or more gets this in your home. This goes up to Jonathan in his bath time. Wake up, dude. Don't fall asleep and slide under the water because that's dangerous.
Oh,
straight from Susie and the Banshees to the Peppers. Welcome to Freeform Radio, everyone. You're listening to Bad Teeth. I'm your host, Spoonie. Here, you're listening to Bad Teeth every Tuesday from 8 to 9. Usually, we're running a little late because we had some bunny problems today. To my illustrious co-host, Therese.
Hi.
How you doing? How you holding up?
I'm okay. It's a little warm in here, honestly. But I'm okay. I would be better, I gotta say. I would be better if people were going over to your page. Make sure you're on the Rock and Soul page.
That's right.
At WFMU.org. And throw a little money toward Bad Teeth with Spoonie.
How we doing? Are we getting close to our goal?
We are... we are.
I want to hear spitting distance.
It depends on how far you can spit. I mean, really, I couldn't spit and make this, but you know, someone probably could. How do I make it go back to the? Hey.
Oh no.
We are close.
All right, that's what I'm here. We got 20 minutes left.
89%.
89%.
We are 89% of the way to the goal.
There are 20 minutes left in this show, everyone.
We can do this, guys. We can do this with your help. Mike in New Haven, Connecticut.
Mike, thank you.
Pledging to
New Haven.
Show.
That's a smart country up there.
Right.
And Mike's doing the right thing by pledging to Bad Teeth and keeping Freeform Radio on the air for another
year. Get some of those Skull and Bones friends of yours to jump into their money vault and send us some money.
That's right. Sometimes you gotta tap the secret society for favors. That's what they're there for.
Exactly.
The Skull and Bones are there to help. When times are tough, you turn on Skull and Bones.
Yeah.
And sure, they, like, I'm not gonna say the Skull and Bones listen to fantastic music. What did George Bush listen to? Mostly like the Dixie Chicks before they became the Chicks.
I don't know. Anyway, Yale. If you went to Yale, pledge. If you didn't go to Yale, pledge.
I went to art school. Thank God you're here helping me with these numbers.
Well, I did not go to art school, but I did not major in anything practical. Sean in Somerville, Mass. I used to live there.
Really?
FYI. Yeah, for one brief shining is the wrong word, moment. I lived in Winter Hill in Somerville, Mass.
Here's what I know about Somerville, Mass.
What's that?